And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for June 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, just before we get into a look at the Domestic DX Digest with Bill Hale, I'd like to make a quick reminder to all our members that if you happen to hear about the DX audio service on another reading service or perhaps on the radio, please drop us a card or a letter and just let us know where you heard this information. We'd like to find out exactly who's doing PR on the DX audio service. Also, I'd like to make mention that we're in the process right now of putting together an index of all the back issues of the DX audio service. And when this is available, we'll have an index available to membership. That's going to be in just a couple months or so, but we should have that all put together. Well, right now, feedback and all, let's switch it right over to a look at Domestic DX Digest. Here's Bill Hale. Talk to
me. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Hale again for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service reporting Domestic DX Digest. Well, this month, we've got columns or issues 25 and 26 to pass along to you. So let's get right into it, as we've got a lot of items for you. 590 VOCM, St. John's, Newfoundland. The power listed on a vary is 20 kilowatts instead of 10 kilowatts is in your log, so you can make that change. On 610 CKXJ, Grand Bank, Newfoundland. The new these new call letters have been in effect since February of this month. They were used to be CKYQ. Their slogan is Kicks Country. And from 0600 to 1800 local time, they program local stuff, and then they relay CKIX FM 99.1 St. John's from 1800 to 0600 local. On 640 WBMX Zeeland, Michigan was noted with soul music. This was in the first part of April after they had just gone over there. The DJ gave a rapid weather forecast, and he said, give me a call at 606-772-6700. The WBMX with Freddie Steele, the reporter thought that was the announcer's name. They had to replay the tape a dozen times as the signal was only fair for 1,000 watts. It's supposed to be Southwest Michigan's newest urban contemporary station. On 670 CKXB Musgrave Town, Newfoundland, the new call letters were effective in February. Also, CHYQ were their old ones. The address is Post Office Box 323, Gander, Newfoundland, and the postal code is A1V1W7. The programming comments are the same as we had before on 610, as they've now got their little mini network set up. We'll hear more of those Newfoundland changes as we go along. On 680 WRKO in Boston, the address, so change your logs, 3 Fenway Place, or Plaza rather, 3 Fenway Plaza, Boston, 02215. Here's another Newfoundland network note. CKXG is the new call for the 680 outlet in Grand Falls. There's programming notes and schedule is the same as 610 and 670. On 750 CBGY in Bona Vista, Newfoundland, relays CBG 1400, not 1450, as is in the current NRC domestic log. On 760, you can change WJR zip code to 48202, not as in the log. WTEL 860 in Philadelphia, all the log updaters show as a day timer with a CP for increase to 500 watts nights, but is currently operating as a day timer and using a PSSA of lesser power than its day power, but they're not sure how much. 870 WWL New Orleans, the zip code is 70176 instead of what's in the log. 900 WURD in Philadelphia, station uses a lower PSSA so far no more than an hour after local sunset. CJCA in Edmonton, Alberta on 930, their address is 10250 108th Street, and that's a correction from the current NRC log. On 950 CHER in Sydney, Nova Scotia, the address is as follows, Suite 208, Cabot House, C-A-B-O-T, House, 500 Kings Road, Sydney, Nova Scotia, B1S 1B1, and that's an update to the log. 970 CFIQ in Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, their correct address is Post Office Box 970, instead what's in the log. On 980 WWNN Pompano Beach, Florida, a QSL letter says it's non-directional, meaning you won. Well, we'll have to look into that. That's different info from what's in the log, too. CKXD Gander, Newfoundland on 1010, New call letters effective in February. Address is the same as CKXB on 670 and same in the notes on 610, 670, and 680. It's 1060 WBIV in Natick, Massachusetts. The format is now Spanish, Radio Continental. The antenna system is comprised of five towers beaming northeast. The power, 25 kilowatts days, 2.5 kilowatts nights. And their address is 1105 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston. The very signer is Robert Tarpin, T-A-R-P-I-N, their ops manager. 1140 CISS in Calgary, Alberta. The postal code correction from what's in the log is T2R-OS9. WOBM in Lakewood, New Jersey, 1160. All the log updaters show night power increased to 8,900 watts. However, this may be an error because Russ Edmonds reports it sounds like only 890 or so, so we might have slipped in an extra zero there. 1200 CHMG, St. Albert, Alberta. The address is 602-22 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue, St. Albert, T8N1B4. And their slogan is MG1200. 1230 WJNO, West Palm Beach, Florida. The address is Post Office Box 189 or 1500 North Flagler Drive, West Palm Beach, 33402-0189. Their network is CBS plus the Wall Street Journal Business News. The format, news and talk. The transmitters, you'll remember they've got two of them. One's in West Palm Beach with 615 watts, and one in Pompano Beach, theirs is 400 watts. CFGN also on 1230, but they're up in Port Aux-Basques, Newfoundland. They relay CFCB 570 from 6 o'clock local to 0700 local time. CKXX Cornerbrook, Newfoundland on 1340. Their correct address is Post Office Box 1340 Cornerbrook. The zip is A2H7B2, 10 kilowatts power on this supposedly local channel. The antenna, two towers beaming east-northeast, the schedule 24 hours, with a slogan, KWK Radio, where your friends are. 1380 WFCL in Clintonville, Wisconsin, carries a Cool Gold Satellite Music Network feed. Also, they're affiliated with MBS. And they claim their power is 3 kilowatts days, 1,500 watts nights, which is different from the log. WRIG 1390, Schofield, Wisconsin. I remember back years ago when they were on 1400, they used to call themselves the Big Rig. Anyway, their address is Post Office Box 2048 in Wausau, 54402-2048. On 1400 WIRA, Fort Pierce, Florida, the schedule is 24 hours, NET, NBC, and Unistar. WOND in Pleasantville, New Jersey, also on 1400, they relay WMGM FM 103.7 at night. And CBG in Gander, the QSL address is R. Knowles, spelled K-N-O-W-L-E-S. Manager of Regional Engineering, Post Office Box 12010, Postal Station A, Kenmount Road, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1B3TB. This address, by the way, is good for all varying on CBC outlets in Newfoundland. You really need a big envelope for that address. WOC 1420 in Davenport, Iowa. The address is 3535 East Kimberly Road, zip 52807. The very signer, by the way, is John Book, the Director of Engineering. WENE 1430 in Endicott, New York. An added address besides what's in the current log is 2721 East Main Street, and the very signer is Dana Potter. WLPZ 1440 Westbrook, Maine, the address, Post Office Box 6713 Portland, 04101. KWSL 1470 in Sioux City, Iowa, the Drop the Oldies format for Unistar AM only MOR, and has CNN News on the hour there, 24 hours a day, and in stereo. CHOW 1470 in Welland, Ontario. The postal code is L3B5R6 instead of what's in the log. 1480 WHBC, Canton, Ohio. An added address is 550 Market Avenue, and their very signer is Bill Glasser, the Director of Engineering. WTDY 1480 in Madison, Wisconsin. An added address is Syene Road, and you spell that S-Y-E-N-E. In Madison. They also carry NBC and TalkNet, ABC Talk Radio, the Sun Radio Network, and FNN. The very signer is Tim Morrissey, program director. KNOW 1490 in Austin, Texas, one of my semi-locals, has just changed over from Satellite Music Network Oldies to their Nostalgia Network, and they one of their slogans is Four Decades of Your Favorites. 1500 KSTP, St. Paul, Minnesota. The address is St. Paul, not Maplewood, per the current log. The very signer is Robert C. Franzen, the general manager. WSPZ 1520 in Douglasville, Georgia, has now returned to the air. WQWQ 1520, Muskegon Heights, Michigan. And a note on that, these call letters were moved here from 101.7 FM along with the easy listening format on April the 9th. Their old call letters, WKJR, and the FMer got new call letters and a format. CBE Windsor 1550, the address is Post Office Box 1609 in Windsor, Ontario, N9A1K7. 1570 CKMW Winkler, Manitoba. The reply came from the same address as Radio Southern Manitoba, CFAM 950, very signer being Dave Funk, the engineer, format Star Country, and they carry standard broadcast news. 1580 WPGC, Morningside, Maryland, the address 6301 Ivy Lane, IVY Lane, Suite 800, Greenbelt, Maryland, 20770. The very signer is Thomas R. McGinley. 1590 WKZN, Gorham, Maine. New call letters, XWJBQ. Their address is 99 Larrabee Road, LARRABEE, Westbrook, Maine, 04092. Their very signer is Herbert Wiles, chief engineer. And by the way, they're still on 1590 as of this report, but they hope to move to 870 sometime this spring. They better hurry. On WAKR, Akron, Ohio, 1590, their address is 1735 South Hawkins Avenue, Akron, 44320. And three of them on 1600, KCRG, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as of April 2nd, changed format to Country and Western. They have Country 16 automated with 32 CD players, has ABC information news on the half hour, and they're in stereo per station announcements. They're 24-hour NSP. WAAM, Ann Arbor, Michigan, the zip code is 48104. And CHNR, Simcoe, Ontario, the address is 39 Kent Street North, Box 1600, Simcoe, Ontario, N3Y3S1. Wow, that's a long issue 25 there, and we move now over to a much shorter issue 26. One note that Doug Smith mentions in his letter that during a recent jaunt to Winnipeg, he noted that the Manitoba CBC stations never used their call signs, but he noted the Thunder Bay station currently mentioned CBQ, so the CBC policy seems kind of strange. Let's move on now to issue 26 on 640. WOI in Ames, Iowa, relays the BBC via satellite at least early Sunday mornings. And the reporter thinks he heard him on Monday morning, too. He thought he had a TA or a relay via CBC until he heard the WOI Ames Des Moines ID snuck between the time beeps. Also on 640 WBMX, another report of that station, noted with Urban Contemporary and CHR Music. Presumed 24 hours is heard 418 at 0221. And also another report of the same station, WBMX, with a slogan, Power 640. 690 WTIX in New Orleans, Louisiana, noted with Meg Whitcomb on TalkNet, so you can add that to your logs. Their slogan, or non-ID rather, is Talk Radio 690. 860 CBH in Halifax, Nova Scotia, this station is closed down, so you can cross it off of your logs. And CBC Radio in Halifax is on 90.5 FM. 880 WMEQ, Menominee, Wisconsin. The CP is now on with a slogan, News Radio 88. They still run some adult contemporary music and also TalkNet heard after 1800. Same call letters as the FM, but they don't simulcast. They carry NBC News. So that's big happenings up in Menominee. KTIS 900 in Minneapolis. Their U4CP is now on the air. Station was heard well after local sunset. KZOW St. Louis Park, Minnesota on 950. is running Business Radio Network. CKSE, Lloydminster, Alberta on 1080 per a recent vary. Power is 50 kilowatts in mono. Log says only 10. Format is classic rock and roll and CHR. 1210 WKNX Frankenmuth, Michigan was off the air, returning with no format changes on Saturday 4/28. So no reasons given. Oh, well, off the air from 4/25 through 4/27. WKTA 1330 in Evanston, Illinois was noted with these new call letters during a G-Rock metal rock show, says WKTA Evanston, Northbrook, Chicago, as the cities of license. So whatever goes on with old WSSY. WFNV, Campbell, Ohio, with Keep America Beautiful, PSA, followed by a long non-ID. And this is Business Radio 1330 for Youngstown and Warren, where your 24-hour business news and information station in the Mahoning Valley. And much more was listed. But these guys on 1330 used to be on 1390. They, as you remember, traded with WHOT, who we have next, as noted now with big band and nostalgia music on 1390, new call letters. And the ID at 6 o'clock in the morning, we are WHOT Youngstown with the music of your life. And non-net news with a fellow by the name of Bruce Robertson. Jerry, do you know Bruce? Probably do. Also heard later on in the day. So they are XWFMJ or X1330. Take your pick. 1410 WGRD Grand Rapids, Michigan picked up BRN News and is now Business Radio 1410 dropping Z-Rock. 1480 WARC New York noted with these new call letters, heavy metal rock music, taped announcement that says, and I quote, FM sucks, that's why Z-Rock is coming to AM 1480 Monday at 3XWJIT. 1490 KQDS Duluth, Minnesota, now on 1490 with adult-oriented rock, a parallel with their FMer 94.5. Nine. And finally, I hear some applause out there, WQTW Latrobe, Pennsylvania, supposed daytimer, on with Country and Western and Great FM 104, mention of call letters from Connellsville. QSL from them back in January states that of March 89, they carried WLSW Scottsdale PA 103.9. They are listed as daytime one. This catch, by the way, was heard at midnight, so something funny going on there in Latrobe. Well, my thanks to all the reporters who have contributed to this lengthy DDXD, and we'll start out with Mark Haddam of England, Ken Onishuk, Russ Edmonds, Jason Husted, Eric Buneman, Phil Borsma, Doug Smith checked in, Wendell Ford, Charles Ray, Bob Harrison, and Don Trelford. My thanks to all these guys for all these contributions to DDXD. XD. So until next time, this is Bill Hale reporting for the National Radio. Oh, I forgot. Every week, or every month rather, I come into this little radio station here in San Marcos, and they graciously allow me to use their facility, so I got to give them a plug here from San Marcos. KSCL,
San Marcos. And it's time now for another Musings from Members column. And these are the thoughts of the NRC members. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club.
From Canton, Ohio, this is Clarence Cordray reporting once again. We have a format change in Youngstown, Ohio. At 1390, WFMJ is now WHOT. This was effective as of April the 24th, and I'm making this call here on Thursday, April the 26th. At 1330, the former WHOT is now WFMB and is affiliated with the Business Radio Network, carrying the Business Radio format. The FM frequency at 101.1 is still WHOT and still has its rock music format. So from Canton, Ohio, this is Clarence Cordray saying so long now, reporting for the DX Audio Service.
I think this will take less than 90 seconds.
That's right. Hello, Fred. Paul Migliorelli in New York, in New York City, in Queens, and
Nick Saranis in the suburbs. I first heard this actually from Howard Stern of all people, that they were dissolving the AM station of WXRK, which is owned by Infinity Broadcasting, which we New Yorkers know as Radio Heat, WJIT. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and therefore, we now have Z-Rock.
In New York City. I tell you, I never thought we'd ever, well, I don't know.
And as it said in the paper, how come it's not on FM and why is it on AM? Well,
anyone who knows,
I don't know.
This is basically an AM-oriented format.
That's right.
About that? I don't know. Anyway, 1480, no more Spanish. We only have 6 Spanish stations in the area now instead of... No, I don't know how many we have now. Anyway,
yeah.
That's 1480 Z-Rock. I don't know what the call letters of the station are.
Yeah, it's all said with Z-Rock.
For you. Did you catch an illegal ID?
Not yet.
Maybe we'll call you back later with one.
Right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Fred. This is Tandy Way in Tampa, Florida, on April 28th. Just to note that we've had a couple of changes around here. On Thursday, the doors of WTKN closed. They basically fired all the air staff, I think in the middle of the day sometime, and they've gone to business radio format, satellite-delivered business radio. So WTKN, which was talk radio, supplemented with the basketball and stuff, has gone to business radio. They are running Sally Jesse and Larry King at night, but they're business radio. There's quite a catfight down here between long-standing WRBQ-FM and a station known as the Power Pig 93. We'll give more details on that later, but it's causing quite a shake-up. There's been massive firings of air talent and so forth going on down here.
Hello, Fred, and all members of the DX Audio Service. This is Tom Likens from Louisa, Kentucky, calling with a format change and a suggestion. WNST in Milton, West Virginia, has switched from country music to the business radio network. Also, I think that in some cases the commission should have stricter enforcement on the rules. I understand that they're slowly but surely going back to that. A suggestion, I noticed on the last DX Audio Service there was a advertisement for the catalog with all the NRC products. I think it would be nice if this catalog was offered on cassette, and a lot of these products that are in print would be offered, if not in Braille, with the technology as it is today on cassette. I think that the NRC could sell more products for especially those of us who are totally blind and who do not have access to get printed material read to us at our convenience. The NRC could make a whole lot more money with the technology that's available today if everything that they would sell is in Braille or if they had it on cassette. So I really hope that they'll take that under consideration and advisement, and it could really help the NRC and help the membership as well. Thank you, Fred, and keep up the good work.
Hello, Fred. Whether it makes sense to have the Z-Rock format in stereo on AM is an interesting argument, as much as I don't think people want to hear it that way, but in New York City, AM 1480 has become that. It is now called WZRC, and it has just started today, April 30th at about 3 p.m., so it comes out to point that Z-Rock has reached New York, but whether it will survive is something to be seen. We shall check it out. Catch you later. This is Ernie. Bye.
This is Michael Friddle from Brooklyn. This is April 30th, 1990. As of last Wednesday, the oldest Spanish language station in New York, which originally was WHOM at 1480, changed and then became WJIT back in around 1974, has changed call letters and formats. They have gone from a relatively progressive Spanish talk station where people can air their views to WZRC Z-Rock at 1480. Number one, Z-Rock heavy metal format in New York on 1480 is, to my opinion, a waste of time. I'll give it 3 months. That's one man's opinion. Because who wants to listen to AM rock as far as, you know, stereo goes, nobody really having an AM stereo unless it's in their car. Number two, it cuts out one of the major Spanish voices in New York. Granted, we have other ones, but there is a coalition in effect to try to buy WZRC away from Infinity Broadcasting. And if there's any more updates on it, down the road. Perhaps we'll be able to let you know that.
Hello, Fred. This is Dale Ham in Chelsea, Alabama, a new subscriber to the audio service. And I just listened today to the May issue of the audio service. On the listings of all the stations on 610 kilohertz, back in 1985 or 1986, WSGN was bought by a radio station, WZZK, which at that time was only FM. I do not like it. WZZK will not ID the AM at all in frequency. All they ever do is ID through their FM when they are simulcast. And to give you an example, I thought I would play an ID from WZZK for you here. Enjoy your magazine.
It's 8:58, and I'm Todd Berry at WZZK and WZZK FM Birmingham. Now with an even greater variety of your country favorites and at least 50 minutes of music this hour guaranteed from the home of the $10,000 Big Money Dollar Bill game, WZZK.
Todd Berry, WZZK.
Hi, Fred, this is Doug Emerson from Broadview Heights, Ohio, calling. Because Tim Hendel, famous DXer, has asked for it, let me see if I can clarify the situation concerning WGAR within the 1 minute and 30 seconds. Last fall, Nationwide Communications, the owners of WGAR-AM, sold the property to Douglas Broadcasting out of Palo Alto, California, for the very cheap price of $2.5 million. A secretary, who is an acquaintance of mine who works for WGAR at that time, told me that it was a done deal. In late January, the Cleveland Plain Dealer interviewed Mr. John Blassingame, the general manager of WGAR. He indicated that WGAR-AM would be going separate from the FM side in February, carrying a satellite-delivered program service. Now, Douglas Broadcasting owns a group of ethnic and religious stations throughout the California area, but that is not to say that WGAR will be going ethnic or religious. It's merely the people who own the station now, or who are supposed to, that's what the kind of properties that they own. The owners have indicated that they did buy the automation system that WGAR-AM was using for a couple of years, and so apparently they are going to go to some sort of satellite-fed programming. This was all supposed to take place in February of 1990, but I'm talking to you on May the 2nd, and it hasn't happened yet. Now, I've got my clock radio set to WGAR-AM every morning. I wake up at about 4:30, and that's saying something because I don't really like country and western music. But that is the situation, as best I know it, concerning WGAR. I watch the situation every day, and I'm growing rather antsy to see what they're going to do. So, Tim and everybody else who is concerned, that's the best I can tell you. As far as the call letter change is concerned, that is merely speculation on my part. A couple of months ago, the FM property did buy new jingles, but when they play their jingle ID at the top of the hour, they use the old jingle package. So that leads me to believe that there will be a call letter change and that you will no longer find WGAR on 1220.
Well, hello, DXers. It's Marty Rimpaugh here from Oakland. I discovered a brand new radio station on the air for purposes of testing and maintenance at this point. I first discovered them Tuesday, May 1st, between the hours of Tuesday, 2:30 and 3:30 rather, but I never caught the actual ID of them. They are station KMCE out of Rancho Cordova, California. It's just after 5 o'clock here on Monday, the 7th of May. I just caught the station ID and I stayed with it. I first discovered them Tuesday, May 1st, and so there is a new radio station here, testing at least, KMCE. I don't know what the power is, but I'm sure I'll find out, and maybe I'll give them a call and get some more details. So KMCE, Rancho Cordova, California, is now on the air testing.
Hello there, Fred, and everybody on the DX Audio Service. Chris Swank again from Fairfield, California. I just got an ID. It's somewhere on 8:59 a.m. May 8th, Pacific Daylight Time. The station identified itself by voice twice as KMCE. Kilo Mary Charlie Echo, and it's from Rancho Cordova, California. And they just were identifying themselves as doing equipment testing. So this is 650 kilohertz, by the way. And so it's KMCE, Rancho Cordova, California, 650.
Hi, Fred, and members of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson reporting here, and we have station testing, a new one, coming on the air in Rancho Cordova, California, on 650 kilohertz. This is March the 9th at 11 a.m. in the morning, and I've just found them testing. And right now, they're just giving a sort of a medium range tone. And on the hour, they just said that their call letters, KMCE, and they were testing their equipment. So they're not on yet, and I have no idea when they'll be on, and I don't have any idea what their format is. Also, the station in Salinas, California, I forget their call letters, on 1460, has gone back to simulcasting with their FM, KDON FM at 102.5. Now, whether they'll be changing call letters in the next edition of AM Switch, I don't know. But they are, again, simulcasting with their FM, and they've dropped their hard rock or heavy metal format. That's it from us. You guys take care. Always enjoy the service. Thanks.
Hi, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland, calling you on the 12th of May, Saturday. And I heard a carrier on 1660 kilohertz with intermittent... It was on and off between 11 o'clock in the morning and about 11:35. There were times when the carrier would come on and it was stronger than others, but never put in a fantastic signal at this location. I'm wondering if this is the 1660 anti-skywave station out of Beltsville that's about to be testing. First time I've noted anything like this before. There was no ID, and the signal did have some hum in it. But it was 1660 kilohertz and first noted here at around 11 o'clock on the 12th of May.
DX Audio Service listeners, Jim Snowbarger reporting from Central Iowa on the 10,000 water in Wisconsin that just went on at 880. They are coming into Central Iowa, but not very strong. Pretty much an even match between them and KRVN in Lexington, Nebraska. Both fairly weak, but intelligible.
Hello, Fred. This is Ernie from New York. It's Saturday, May 19th, and I'm only taking a guess at a question that you left on the audio service last month about 610 WTBN. I'm going to just take the guess that it's actually licensed to the town of Columbus, Ohio, and I think the group that was doing the backup was the Crew Cuts of the 50s. If I'm correct, I hope that I did right. If not, I hope to find out the correct answer. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today is May 19th. 1 week ago today, May 12th, WWTC 1280 on the dial dropped their oldies format and is now part of the Children's Radio Network. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Joe Sorensen signing off.
Hi, Fred. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland, recording a message that'll be too late for your June issue of the audio service. But nevertheless, a radio station format change on 730. WCPT in Alexandria, Virginia, goes from Heart and Soul, which is a satellite-fed Black Oldies programming, to CNN Headline News. And I know of a couple of other AM stations that do that, like WGH 1310 in Newport News is CNN Headline News, except for local and other sports programming. Also, a friend of mine told me about an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about freeform programming on AM and FM radio, and even some AM stations were mentioned in that, so I'm wondering if that might be an interesting... something to present to the members of the audio service. I wonder if that'll make it into the magazine.
And those are the musings from members from the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service. By the way, the answer to the WTBN jingle question, the four freshmen.
WTBN 610.
The
Thanks once again, Fred. And hello, MarketScope fans. Phil Wayne here, tuner at my side with a brief dial into the New York City FMs. Fred is frantically pointing at the clock, so let's get started.
This is
WRK
New York's
only
classic
rock and roll.
K-Rock.
I need some Beatles box. Not just any Beatles box. You know it's K-Rock's Beatles box.
Listen Monday for full details on how you can win Paul McCartney tickets when we play Beatle Blocks only on 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll radio.
92.3 K-Rock, where every day is a no-repeat day.
On the fresh new sound of Power 95, the home of the $5,000 power song of the day.
WPLJ, New York, New York.
PLJ Power 95. Fresh new sound of PLJ Power 95, where the power song of the day is worth $5,000 to you. Make sure and keep it over there for Satisfied by Richard Marx. Whenever you hear it, 95th caller will score $5,000 today for PLJ Power 95. New sound of PLJ Power 95. New sound of PLJ Power 95. Skywalker at 10:22. Don't forget, tomorrow it's Back to the Future 2. You can go see that if you want to find out where that's showing. Call 777-FILM. It's a new free service for movie listings in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You can find out where it's showing, what time. 777-FILM, area code 212 from PLJ Power 95.
Thank you. Call Telecharge at 212-239-6215. 239-6215. At 3 minutes of the hour, allow me to remind you that you're with WQXR and WQXR-FM, New York. A very nice place to be and hear the Nights in the Gardens of Spain of Manuel de Falla. The pianist is Arthur Rubinstein, playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Eugene Ormandy conducts.
We go over to 97.1 WQHT.
It's about 4 minutes in front of eight. New York's Hot Mix. It's the end of the show. Mr. Lee's got to go until tomorrow. Stay calm. Kiss your mom. Ban the bomb. Do the best you can. And remember, God loves you, man.
Swallow Ben Phil real well.
Top of the Empire State Building. 97.1 WQHT, New York. Hot 97.
From Seduction on Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix, where we've got a major road trip plan. We're going to send you to the Bahamas for Hot Night in Paradise. The next hot song that'll get you on one of our party planes is Love Shack by the B-52s. You'll hear it right here before 1 o'clock with Freddie Colon, okay? Write it down. Remember it. It can put your posterior on our party plane to the Bahamas. This is TKA. They'll be there with us under the hot sun. It's New York's Hot Mix. Hot 97.
Now, time for something completely different. We go over to 97.9. Let's see if you can figure out what this is.
You're gonna miss my love. Yes, you will, baby.
You're gonna miss
me. But I'm long gone.
You know,
I know that you were gonna miss my
Blue Rose, you never fly. Another loft like mine. Aquí en la poderosa FM 98. Buenas noches, Nueva York. 10:54. De esa compañía de Boy. From Bonao. Quiero 28 segundos, regreso con el bloque de los 10 éxitos en la monstruosa de Nueva York. FM 98, la única estación con licencia para pegar.
Y ahora, presentamos el mundo en 98 segundos.
Noticias, noticias, noticias.
Primera ministra británica. FM 98 te invita a ver a Diango en concierto esta noche jueves, viernes y domingo en Ilusiones Nightclub en Queens. Maestro de ceremonia Carlos Cabrera. No faltes. Hemos presentado El Mundo en 98 segundos. Voz informativa Ray Carrión.
Now, what do we have here next? 98.7 KISS FM, WRKS. Boy, this station's been through a lot. And it's certainly a far cry from the old ORFM.
Now, another guaranteed 45-minute commercial-free music suite.
Non-stop music.
On WRKS-FM, New York.
More music.
Less talk.
98.7 KISS FM.
98.7 KISS, the home of the million-dollar dash for cash on the Fox that rocks the box. Rolling another 45-minute commercial-free music suite. This is Miranda Robertson called Think. Check it out on 98.7 KISS FM. 98.7 KISS FM with the Love Connection. We always take a few dedications and have a little fun at 9 o'clock hour. How you doing?
How you doing? This is Christian Fallorier.
Hey, Chris, who do you want to say hi to tonight?
Katisha White.
The main squeeze, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let me do something for you and Katisha. What's your radio station?
98.7 KISS.
98.7 KISS with the Fox that rocks the Fox. Tonight, partly cloudy with low of 35. Right now, it's 50, still rather mild outside. I've got tickets for Red Alert's birthday bash this coming Wednesday. If you're calling number 13 right now at 955-9870, I'm going to hook you up from 98.7 KISS FM. 98.7 KISS with the Love Connection. Hi, what's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing too much. Who is this?
Levar.
I knew that was you. What's your boyfriend's name, girl?
They are WHTZ, actually out of Newark, New Jersey. Their legal ID is WHTZ, Newark, New York City. Anyhow, they kind of stick that in the break at 10 before the hour in between commercials. They're owned by Morite Communications. They've been on since 1983. They used to be a station called WVNJ, a little local station in that area of Newark. And in August of 83, they began their very, very, very successful CHR format in New York, and have since pretty much dominated the market, along with KISS FM, which we'll hear later on. So here is Z100.
You're listening to the radio station that reaches the teachers and rules the schools.
But you can just call me
Kid Kelly.
I've missed her so much, but in 2 days, she's coming home. The homecoming. You want tickets to see my lady Debbie Gibson? Be listening for the Touchtones, Be My 100 Colors. And tell me the station you're listening to.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you next month to finish out the FM band and see what kind of trouble we can get into. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne.
Kind of an abbreviated market scope there, and what we're going to try to do in future times is put together the market scopes on cassette, which you can then purchase complete market scopes, because we've had so much time limitations here on the DX Audio Service. And speaking of time, we only have a couple minutes to mention from the DX change that Charles Ray of 34 Garrison Avenue in Leamington, Ontario, Canada, N8H2P2, is selling a copy of the 1989 Broadcasting Yearbook. Cover price is $115, and he's selling it for $30 post-paid to the U.S. or Canada. Send letter, but no money until notified. Earliest postmark is given preference. Charles also sends along thanks to Frank Merrill for supplying him with some information that he was missing. And that wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service for June 1990.
When people get together, what do they talk about? The weather.
The weather? Will it rain? Do you think it'll...
Right. Sid, that's all right, Sid.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Sid.
You know, you're about the weather. I'm sorry.
We haven't done this one very much, you understand.
WPET number 2, take 1.
Turn that thing down, right?